Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Taking your calls live. 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Where are all the white girls at? Where are all the white women at? Oh, my goodness. I'm already having way too much fun this morning. We've been on Twitter. We've been X, whatever it's called now, sending out tweets. John Jackson, the Joker from Twitter. Yeah, that was the meme that he sent back to me. Where are the white women at?
Everything, my goodness. Everything goes back to Blazing Saddles, man. You can trace it all right back there. Where are the white women at?
Or a George Strait song. You can find a Blazing Saddles joke that goes with something, or you can find a good George Strait song. You know, it's with one of those two, you're going to be ready to go.
The tweet of the morning is from Scott Pressler, who saw that big picture of all these white dudes for Kamala and put over the top. He said, "This pic has just turned me straight."
Yeah, so they're doing all these Zoom calls, white men for Kamala, and it's just, oh my goodness. Apparently now it's okay for white men to organize in groups of white men and to be proud to be white men as long as you're for crazy Kamala and her crazy policies.
Well, I heard when you played Jeff Bridges' quote this morning, sounding like he's 105 and has throat cancer or something. You know what just occurred to me? See, do you know that TV show that he had called The Old Man?
Uh-uh.
It's about a retired agency guy where he plays a tough guy, right? Mm.
Well, it's been on hiatus. They always play tough guys on TV.
Yeah.
They're never tough guys in real life.
No. Well, it's been on hiatus for 2 years, and it's due to come out second season here, I believe, in September. Well, he just screwed himself right there because all the people out there that were watching that show because he's playing a tough guy, they now know for 100% he's not a tough guy.
He's not a tough guy. So listen to this. This is, if you haven't seen this via Twitter or heard it, apparently, this is Jeff Bridges, and, you know, to quote a George Strait song, it sounds like the famous last words of a fool.
I accepted the invitation. I was brought to the party not so much as being white, and I certainly am, but because I'm a dude. I'm white, I'm a dude, and I'm for Harris.
I'm for Harris. My, like, what grandfather on their deathbed would say, you know what? I want to destroy America for my grandkids. I'm for Harris.
That's your drunk uncle that slept, had to sleep on your couch last night, and you're going there, right there, nudging him to get up, uncle, it's time to go. He's,
oh, but then, where the white women at? Where the white women for Harris? I'm going to just open up the phone lines. Somebody's already calling him, but if you weren't thinking of calling in, if you have never called into a talk radio show ever before, I'm going to play what the white women for Harris, dear leader, had to say. And then I want some of the white girls to call in. Give us your thoughts. I don't know. Could get a little Western around here, right, John?
Was that your Bill Clinton invitation right there? Hey. Why are we calling here?
I'm glad we got to go to a break because you could have all sorts of, B.J. Clinton things.
Oh.
I'm going to cut your mic before we even go. Okay, let's go to the break. Hurry. Hurry fast. So I did what I always do when I'm making the drive from Billings to the Flathead. I stopped at the Town Pump in Browning, Montana. I set the can on the table, and I got carded. But what I got carded for may surprise you. Hey, Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks. No joke, I was like, wow, you're carding people for those? They ban energy drinks for underage minors on the Blackfeet Reservation. That story, go to MontanaTalks.com.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
John, I mean, our producer, Travis, get your mind out of the gutter. Bill Jefferson Clinton. You know, just get your mind out of the gutter, you know. It's anyway.
It goes right with the initials. I mean, it's right there. It's William Jefferson
and
Bill B.J. Clinton.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's president. I use the formal title because there's... You can be a former president, but you still are referred to as president. Like Donald J. Trump is still President Trump, even though he's a former president. Once you got the title, you got the title. Anyway, where are the white girls at? Here you go.
BIPOC women have tapped us in as white women to step up, listen, and get involved this election season. As white women, we need to use our privilege to make positive changes. If you find yourself talking over or speaking for BIPOC individuals or, God forbid, correcting them, just take a beat. And instead, we can put our listening ears on. Use the privilege you have in order to push for systemic change. As white people, we have a lot to learn and unlearn.
Oh, wow. So basically, that is the one of the leaders of the white women for Kamala Harris. For crazy Kamala's policies. Man, again, I want to hear from the white women out there. What's your reaction to what you just heard? 406-294-0970, or you can message us on the Montana Talks app. John Jackson, the Joker from Twitter. I mean, I can just imagine the white women that are gripping their steering wheel driving into work right now, or driving, you know, driving, checking on cattle or whatever they're doing, you know, oh, yeah, you're just privileged. You need to just put your listening ears on. Your voice doesn't matter. How pathetic.
Oh, yeah. All I can think when I hear that is that line from Brad Pitt in the movie Seven, where he turned around to look in the back seat to the crazy guy. And he said, when you're insane, as you obviously are, do you know that you're insane? I mean, that woman is obviously out of her mind. You hear in the giggly little 17-year-old teenage voice there that she's doing just an absolute brainwashing and empty-headedness that is cringy enough to make your spine snap.
It's crazy. By the way, I saw State Senator Jeremy Treibus out of Great Falls. He was just sharing a report here. Let me see if I can find it via X, via Twitter. He was sharing a scientific report. Let's see. He sent this out via X. As Michael Savage used to say, liberalism is a mental disorder. And apparently, according to this scientific study here, over 50% of liberal white women under 30 have a mental health issue. This was a Pew Research study. He was simply sharing the study, but a liberal state senator, Ellie Boldman, who is she's one of the white women for Harris. Apparently, she didn't like that he was sharing this scientific report about white liberal women being a little cuckoo.
I'd like to see the stats on how many of these white liberal women are currently or who have been in therapy. What do you think the percentage of that is, Aaron? It's got to be upwards of 80%.
Look, getting therapy is a good thing, right? But it's, I think the correct question is how many need therapy versus are getting
need? That's got to be up for 100%. Closing in on 100.
It's the most unwoke hour of the week. Well, it may not be today because we got Laura Loomer joining us along with the Joker in the next hour as well. Let's get to your phone calls. Brady in Livingston first up. Brady, what's on your mind this morning?
You know, I read something the other day that was pretty funny. It said getting rid of Biden to vote for Harris is like crapping your pants and changing your shoes.
Oh, man. Yeah. I mean, as crazy as Biden's policies have been these last 3 years, I mean, crazy Kamala's policies are going to be even worse. She's even crazier than he is.
Oh, yeah. And people are just finally waking up to that. I mean, when they start playing these old interviews that she's done and she talks about, yeah, I am radical. No kidding? Well, she just admitted it. She just said it. You know, I mean, we're going from one... from the frying pan into the fire, boys.
Great point. Great point. All right, Brady, thanks for the call. Great to hear from you. Thanks for listening to KPRK. Let's get to Joe in Billings. Joe, what's on your mind?
Well, I'm kind of getting tired of all this, you know, color brown, whatever. And everybody refers to us as white. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm not the color of a piece of paper. I'm not the color of the snow. I am cream. So therefore, we all are people of color.
Yeah. What do you think about the white women for Harris? You need to just put your listening ears on. What makes you think you get to have a say, Joe?
Well, you know where they can go, and I'll keep it clean, but I think they're wrong. You know, they're just trying to earn some brownie points. I don't know why they even think that way or why they even think that they speak for us white women of color. You know, they don't, but yeah, I just get tired of hearing the color, and I'm just here to say I'm not white, I'm cream.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm proud of it.
And frankly, who cares what color anybody is, right? Hey, thanks for the call. Great to hear from you. Reminded me of the great former Whitefish coach Julio Delgado that we had on the show last week. He said, I'm American, you know, because he escaped Cuba. His family sent him to the U.S. And he says, I'm American first. Anyway, it was so great to see you. Coach Delgado left. Hey, have you guys heard of Laura Loomer? We got Loomered. Yeah, Laura Loomer, she was tracking down liberal Senator John Tester on Capitol Hill. She found him, and then she sent out a tweet about it, and now she's going to join us right here on Montana Talks. That'll be coming up on Tuesday's Montana Talks towards the end of the hour. Yeah, she included me and John Jackson, the Joker from Twitter, in the same tweet. We're going to get Loomered Tuesday's Montana Talks statewide, 9 to 10, right?
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we got some messages coming in on our Montana Talks app. A listener in Columbia Falls, when we played the White Women for Harris audio, says, please tell me that was a Saturday Night Live skit. Please tell me that was an SNL skit. No, John, that was the real deal. That was on Fox and Friends first at about 3:55 this morning. That's from their actual little Zoom call for the White Women for Harris.
That's the great thing. That's why all of your listeners out there have to get on Twitter or X, and they have to follow me and you, because see, what you see on your normal news, say your Fox News or any of your news stuff, is already sanitized, prepackaged, condensed stuff. You don't see the real nutbags out there that run the left, that run the Democrat Party. You see them in all of their disgusting glory on Twitter. And that to really know who they are, you have to be out there on social media.
Jeff and Victor, the white men for Harris, not your alpha males, shall we say. That's okay. You know, anyway, Jeff and Victor says this, the title should be stupid, gullible, foolish white men for Commie Harris. Amy and Helena, Aaron, the Democrats are bringing back segregation. They are even segregating their calls by color. Is that so they can sell a different message to each group? Maybe their new logo, maybe the logo for the Democrats is MASA, Make America Segregated Again. Democrats, the party of segregation. Well, they were the party of segregation, the party of KKK, the party of sharecropping, the party of modern day sharecropping as well, if you ask me.
Only thing is, watch what they do, okay? Because they're giving away their whole cards here. They obviously know that that's where they're weak, is with whites, both men and women. Otherwise, they wouldn't be coming out with these ridiculous little PR campaigns here. They know right off where they're weak.
Hey, get your phone calls in now if you got something you want to talk about. I know there's a lot of you that want to wait and call in and talk to Laura Loomer in the 9 o'clock hour. And, hey, you can do that. But just remember, it's going to be fast because John's going to be with me. And we want to hear as much as we can from Laura Loomer as well. And there's going to be a lot of people that are going to want to call in and talk to her. So if you want to, you know, just be heard right now across Montana, give us a ring. John, this must be one of your friends or followers via X, via Twitter. We got Rhonda in Texas calling in. Rhonda, great to hear from you.
Hello, Aaron and John. How are you?
Doing great. Thank you.
I was just calling in reference to that. I'm driving to work on my car, and you were right. I was actually gripping my steering wheel. I was so appalled at what that lady... That is the most, I didn't even know that existed. That is the most ridiculous thing that I've ever heard, and it's insulting to women. And I would never participate in it. That's all they have is racism.
Well,
that's all they have these days.
Isn't there another angle to it too, Rhonda, where it's also like pandering and talking down to women of color? I mean, I would think if you're a Native
Absolutely.
American woman out there, if you're a black woman, you're a Hispanic woman, whatever, right? Like, you hear that and you're like, this little white girl is talking down to us. Like, she's making it sound like we're so tender-footed that she can't say what she thinks because she might, you know, she just really doesn't want to offend us. I mean, that's the other way of looking at this, is it shows just how little they think of women of color.
They're so condescending. Yes, you're exactly right. And it is insulting. If I were a woman of color, I would be insulted because they're making it sound like they can't speak up for themselves or they don't know how to. And it's appalling to me. And that's really all I wanted to say. This is a good topic. I'm curious to see what others will say.
Yeah, I appreciate it. All right. Well, Rhonda, thanks for calling in. And, John, I had our mics muted so we could hear the caller a little better. But when she said she was gripping that steering wheel, oh, man. Because you could just see it, right?
When you
hear that audio, you know these women are out there like, oh, you know, like.
Speaking of women of color, got a great pic the other day from up there of a video from Brooklyn. And women of color are right up there protesting, got their mic, got talking right into the mic. And you know what about, Aaron? These are women out of Brooklyn that are really, really mad now about an illegal alien shelter going up in their neighborhood. These are people that voted for all of this. But now that it's actually happening to them, they are really upset.
Well, remember, women of color, people of color in New York City were less likely to get the jab, to get the COVID shot, than the white women were in New York City. So when New York City said, you can't sit at a lunch counter unless you've gotten the jab, they were discriminating against women of color even more so than the white women. And so, yeah, and then now these women of color, their children got booted out of school in New York City, or they can't go to the playground because of migrant crime, or they got booted out, their kids got booted out of school because of illegal aliens that John Tester and Joe Biden and crazy Kamala flooded into this country.
Well, never forget that. Remember, it's racist to make anybody have ID to vote. But up there in New York and other these places, you had to have a smartphone with your jab on there to go anywhere in New York there for a little while, right? That wasn't racist at all.
Yeah, to buy things.
Yeah. Hmm.
Let's see. A listener in the Flathead sent us a message here, a good point. When you hear that crazy white lady talk like that, you understand why Jeremy Carl wrote that book. No, you're exactly right. Jeremy Carl, a senior fellow with the Claremont Institute, lives in Bozeman. He wrote a book about anti-white racism. And no, you're exactly right. In fact, Jeremy made that point via X about this whole story. Oh, now it's okay for white men to organize a group of white men. That's been called racist in every other category. But if they're doing it for crazy Kamala, it's okay. Gail in Columbus next up. Gail, sounds like you want to tell us a little bit about all that privilege that you have, huh?
Yes, I do, Aaron. You know, I worked my butt off for everything I have and always have and always will. And this privilege is what I don't understand it, number one. Number two, we built this country. it's just offensive that someone would say that. Other than that, I wanted to tell you something I saw down in Absarokee over the weekend during Absarokee days. A man had a hat on that said, "I'm voting for the felon in the hillbilly." I love
it. That's great. That's great. Yeah, I was in Absarokee a couple weekends ago. I had a great breakfast there at the, is it the Rosebud Cafe right there?
And,
yeah, that was great.
But anyway, I just wanted to tell you that, you know, a lot of these people saying that we have privilege, it's just ridiculous. We've worked hard and we've built our life. And they should respect that, really.
Oh, yeah. And then all that hard work, all that sacrifice that you've done, working like the rest of us, raising families, raising kids, raising communities, frankly, serving in volunteer capacities, and then be told, well, just sit down and shut up and, you know, put your listening ears on because you're a white woman of privilege. It's just, oh, man, you know, what a slap in the face.
Well, that's all I had to say. I just wanted people to know that, you know, let's not talk like that, really.
Yeah, that's right. Well, and then for Democrats, you know, to embrace this, former state senator Ellie Boldman, or is she a current state senator out of Missoula? I mean, to embrace this type of insanity, it just shows how radical the Montana Democrat Party is across the board, even at the local level. Gail, appreciate the phone call. The mighty Human Z calling in. Z, we're about to get loomered in the 9 o'clock hour, but great to hear from you in the 8 o'clock hour.
Hey, I'll tell you what, you know, with these space balloons back in the news with Mark Kelly, ask Laura about that. Tell her there's a Humanzy out loose. Tell her there's a Humanzy. But anyway, she may say, what the hell is a Humanzy? But I'm calling in today. Mark Kelly, whose potential VP pick, got financing from Tencent, which is one of China's largest corporations. And the question I want people to ask the Democrats and also Republicans is that, why is it that you forget that China, CCP, it's all one entity? There's not a separate corporate concern that is, okay, there's like a firewall, and this is all the same thing. So Mark Kelly received financing for his stratospheric space tourism idea in 2013-2016 to launch balloons into space. Well, we know what happened. Balloons were over Montana, over the rest of the United States. This is just absolutely crazy. And it seems to me that our politicians have all these deals. I'm sure Laura has more to bring to bear on this. She's other issues.
Yeah, good point. Mark, good point.
Well, you know, it's crazy.
Yeah, we'll have to try to remember to ask her about that. Yeah, Z, great to hear from you. John, yeah, that story caught my eye. I shared it via X earlier in the week here. So Mark Kelly is one of the potential VP candidates to go with Crazy Kamala. First off, the fact that he is fully in bed with this gun control agenda, he is one of the biggest backers of the gun control agenda, that won't help her here in Montana. And John Tester is fully on board with this gun control agenda. But then, yeah, he started his own spy balloon business that got investment money from China. Well, we remember when the spy balloon was literally hovering right over our heads here in Montana.
Yeah, not only that, but then Laura Loomer also uncovered a restraining order he had against him in a divorce years ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. She was instrumental in getting out both of those big stories against a very, very likely VP nominee there.
Interesting, yeah. And remember your buddy, old Fussy? Fussy works with that Giffords gun control group that Mark Kelly's a big
Shock.
Part of as well. So
Shock,
yeah, yeah. Old Fussy. Man, what is that guy even doing? Like, the Democrat candidate for governor, like, driving around the state, burning carbon dioxide, even though his kids are a part of the Hell lawsuit, making goofball videos, filing frivolous complaints at the Commissioner of Political Practices. Old Fussy doing what Fussy does, I guess. All right, let's see. Rick and Kalispell next. Hey, have you guys heard of Laura Loomer? We got loomered. Yeah, Laura Loomer, she was tracking down Liberal Senator John Tester on Capitol Hill. She found him, and then she sent out a tweet about it, and now she's going to join us right here on Montana Talks. That'll be coming up on Tuesday's Montana Talks towards the end of the hour. Yeah, she included me and John Jackson, the Joker from Twitter, in the same tweet. We're going to get loomered. Tuesday's Montana Talks, statewide, 9 to 10, right here.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we got a couple of dudes on the phone lines here, and a couple of phone lines open for you. 406-294-0970. Jeff Bridges, if you're in Livingston today, you can even call in.
Yeah, tell us more about white dudes for Kamala.
John, we got an email or a Montana Talks app message here from John. I think he's in Bozeman. Good morning, Aaron. It's amazing to me how all these Hollywood clowns, Jeff Bridges, Robert De Niro, they fly around in their private jets and helicopters. They fly into the Yellowstone Club to stay in their million square foot homes and drive down to Bozeman in their gas guzzling Suburbans and H1s. And then they still come out and support this left wing loon Kamala. Just shows you how hypocritical and off the rails they are.
Oh my God. Well, you said you wanted some reaction from white women out there about these white women for Kamala. Well, message from our listener Niz Nelly. She says, as a white Jewish female, after listening to that white woman call, my nuts shrank to the size of raisins, and I don't even have any.
I was going to say, ooh, that's a little maybe over the line. But then again, last Tuesday, I mean, I was quoting Adam Sandler at the end of the hour. So I'm kind of, you know, what do I do now, right? So,
well, I mean, it's, come on, that's a good breakfast cereal, you know, nuts, raisins.
Raisin bran. Yeah. Rick in Kalispell next up on the phone lines. Rick, what's going on?
Well, good morning, Aaron. Good morning, John.
Morning.
I was doing pretty good until the raisin comment, so I'm going to try to hold it together here. Listen, after hearing that white woman comment, I'm obviously not a white woman, it occurs to me that there's some opportunity for improvement if she remakes that. She needs to work in the word equity somewhere. She's got a lot of other buzzwords, and I think it would just be outstanding if they had white trans women for Kamala. They need to have somebody come on as well.
That's
and
right.
That way they would cover almost the entire spectrum of wokeism. That's all I got this morning, and I'm just going to go have a box of Raisin Bran.
There you go. Well, don't shrivel away from the fight just yet. We got about now. I'm going to have to go on the show here. Oh, man. No, I just lost what I was going to say. Oh, he said, well, I'm obviously not a white woman. Well, not in John Tester's America. Rick, you can be a white woman, according to John Tester. You can get pregnant, Rick, according to John Tester. You can go into the girls' bathroom if you want to, according to John Tester.
Have you seen this little teenage girl PR campaign that they're doing across the left now, trying to call J.D. Vance weird? You know, like that's the ultimate insult in high school, to label somebody weird. This comes from these tranny LGBTQ wackos are trying to now call J.D. Vance weird, and they're getting crushed for it on social media too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that was one of my rants yesterday. They're calling J.D. Vance weird. They're calling us weird. These are the people that want boys and men in girls' locker rooms. These are the people that want to chop body parts off of kids. But we're weird?
It's going to be one of those things like fake news and some of these other things. They're going to use this for a couple more days, and they're going to back right off of it because it is backfiring on them bad.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Kim in the Flathead Valley. Kim, thanks for the call. What's on your mind?
Well, I don't know. way too much, probably. I am a left winger, not a radical liberal. And I do listen to your station, or listen to you, but I just would make a suggestion. Quit calling us radical liberals and moderate your speech about what people may believe. That's all I'm asking.
So are you a radical liberal?
No, I'm a liberal moderate.
So are you supporting Kamala Harris and John Tester?
Of course, I always have. I'm blue collar. I grew up blue collar from Ohio.
So even though John Tester thinks that men should be allowed into girls' bathrooms, do you support that?
Well, not necessarily, but I also know I called his office yesterday to get some help from a former client of mine from the VA, and his office responded immediately.
Okay, so a caseworker reached out to you, but again, like, you're saying you're a moderate, but you're saying not necessarily. It's kind of a yes or no. Do you support men going into girls' bathrooms or not? And if you still support John Tester and Kamala Harris after everything they've done to destroy this country in the last 3 years, how could you consider yourself a moderate?
Well, because I don't think they've destroyed it.
Really? Have you paid for groceries lately?
Oh, yeah, all the time. Yes, I know.
What about the invasion of Ukraine?
Well, I don't think that Russia should be in there, okay?
Well, they weren't in there when Donald Trump was president. It was the weak foreign policy and the disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan by Joe Biden and Kamala that allowed that to happen.
Yeah, I know that. Okay, I'm well aware of that.
Okay, what about shutting down the Keystone XL pipeline? What about attacking Colstrip 1 and 2 and now trying to shut down Colstrip 3 and 4? You say you're blue collar.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry, the Indians have been taken over by ever kind
what?
Of mining. Yeah.
So you don't support the Crow Nation developing their coal resources so they can provide for their people?
Of course, if they can do it environmentally safely, and I think they're doing that.
Okay, but again, like, your party that you continue voting for has been attacking Crow Coal, has been shutting down these blue-collar jobs. You sound like a really nice woman, but to me, again, it sounds like it doesn't matter how bad things get. It doesn't matter if we're on the brink of World War III. It doesn't matter how many union jobs these guys, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and John Tester, shut down. You're still going to keep voting for them. So, but either way, Kim, great to hear from you. Thanks for calling in. Let me go to Frank in Evergreen, because Frank's been patiently waiting, I think. Frank, what's on your mind?
I don't know what a moderate liberal is. It's like a bathroom hallway monitor or something. You know, I don't know. Just had to stay out of that aisle, I guess. But hey, I'm talking about humor and in Asia. And when I studied psychology, humor and laughter is different in Asian countries. A woman could be laughing, but she's really crying. And it's a norm that's not universal. Different cultures have different emotions, and they're misconstrued. And to have this cackling idiot as a leader is going to bring the death to this nation. It's insane.
All right. Well, Frank, great to hear from you. Thanks for the phone call. Yeah, cackling Kamala. But really, it's not just even just her cackle. If her cackle doesn't, like, I don't even like to listen to myself on the radio. I do a radio show because I like talking to people. I like talking about these issues. It's not because, you know, some people just like to hear themselves talk, right? I can't stand to listen to myself. But I'll go back and listen to our podcast, A, because I want to listen to what some of our callers or guests had to say. And then you have to listen to yourself so you can critique yourself. But, oh, it's painful. But even if you can get over her cackle, she's outright lying about her own policies. She is on video time and time again, and now she's trying to deny everything that she's already on tape for.
I'm
really, really interested to see. I think this first debate coming up in September is going to be very illuminating, because you've seen her over the past. She can be. You've seen her against Kavanaugh and then going against Ron DeSantis down there one time. She can be very, very sharp and nasty and on the attack and quick. But then the overwhelming majority of statements you see coming out of her, she's just a word salad, kind of empty-headed idiot. So what person is going to show up for that debate? And then what person is Donald Trump going to have to take on? I think she's going to do well, and I think she'll come after him really nasty.
Yeah, well, and that's why I know Karl Rove isn't right all the time, but Karl Rove made the point that this race is going to come down to who goes on the attack and who stays on the attack. But then again, that's why people like Donald Trump, because he takes the fight to the other side for a change instead of always playing defense like Republicans and conservatives have always done.
Well, here's the thing. We said this the other day on our spaces. What she's going to run into is, you know, it just is what it is. I'm not saying it's right, but in our society, men can be jerks and it's almost seen as being macho. But women, when they become the bitch, boy, people do not like that at all. And that's what's going to come out in her in that debate.
Well, although Rick Lazio, when he looked like he was being a jerk to Hillary Clinton, that kind of hurt him too, yeah. Though. But yeah, no, all right. Let's see. Jolene Crum in Gallatin Valley, stand by. You'll be our first caller right after this quick break.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
You cannot pick a single issue and ask yourself, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? Are our borders more secure? The answer is obviously no. You know, are your communities more safe and secure? The answer is no. Are your schools better than they were 4 years ago? No, they're actually worse because the Democrats have an unholy alliance with teachers unions. Are you paying more? Are you paying less for energy prices? You're paying a lot more. What about your electricity rates? You're paying a lot more. You're paying more pretty much for every item you buy in every store that you go to. Inflation was not transitory. The border was never closed and secure. The media mob does not want to talk about Kamala Harris's record.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Hey, want to update your home while saving cold, hard cash with some sizzling hot deals? Well, Blinds.com has their huge Cyber Summer Sale. It's happening right now. Now, Blinds.com invented the better way to shop for premium window coverings. It's all 100% online, so you can forget about those pushy commission salespeople in your home. Now, they're virtual design consultants, so they'll help you on your schedule. Plus, they're going to send you free samples right to your house, even when you buy multiple window treatments. Blinds.com can handle the measuring, the installation for one low cost, no hidden fees, and you also get upfront pricing, everything backed by Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Choose from a variety of premium blinds and shades. Upgrading your home with custom window treatments, it's simple, it's easy, it's affordable. Save up to a cool 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com, and their Cyber Summer Sale is going on right now. Plus, you can score or premium doorbusters up to 40% off site-wide. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
A lot of people want to see economic growth get slower, which is pretty odd when you think about it. Economic growth is what supports things like job security and rising standards of living. What's bad about those? If you can forget about inflation, nothing's bad. But we can't forget about inflation, and that's supposed to be the main reason for cheering on slow growth. But the economy isn't playing along. Last week's news of an acceleration of overall growth in the second quarter stands as another narrative-defying upside surprise. That's egg on forecasters' faces, perhaps. But it's hard to see the bad in good economic news, especially when inflation continues to cool at the same time. But every piece of good news puts off the day when the Fed might start lowering interest rates. And that's the real reason why good growth makes many people frown. Lower rates grease the wheels for everything that eases borrowed money. And that's what makes many on Wall Street salivate. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by Start Your Order at EasyCater.com.
Brought to you from the Montana Hot Springs Spas, home of the only saltwater hot tub in Montana studios.
Taking your calls live
406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we will try to get to as many callers as we can here before we run out of time this hour of the show, and then we'll have to free up the phone lines because Laura Loomer is going to be calling in for the 9 o'clock hour of the show, and I know a bunch of people are going to want to jump in on the conversation with her as well. But we'll get the conversation going, and then around 9:20, we'll take phone calls a little after that. So that you know, we can at least get the conversation going before we start going, you know, squirrel, 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 squirrel in all sorts of crazy directions. But that's the best part, of course, is the phone calls. Oh, shoot, we lost Vernon in Lewistown. Sounds like Vernon had a great quote from Ronald Reagan. Vernon, if you can't call back in, shoot us a message on the Montana Talks app, and we'll share that quote for you. Let's go to Jolene Crum in the Gallatin Valley. Jolene, thanks for the call.
Hey, good morning, Aaron. I just wanted to call in quickly and give some airtime to Tina Peters' trial going on in Colorado this week. So she exposed those voting machines, and she is being treated like a criminal. So we need to pay attention to what's going on there and just be praying for that situation. She's a Gold Star mom. She's 70 years old, and they are just coming after her. It's unreal.
Yeah, no, good reminder there. Yeah, too. They want to punish anybody who asks questions, right? That's what we've been seeing time and time again. If they don't want you, they don't want you to question them. They don't want you to question anything. So that's why they will try to set an example out of, you know, people like her. All right, let's go to Annie. Annie in Harrison, Montana. Annie, thanks for the call. What's on your mind?
Well, hi there. I missed that last caller, but I think it might be the same thing I'm talking about, the liberal moderate. I just don't understand how bad this country has to get before people like her will wake up. You know, like I listened to Dan Bongino and Sean Hannity, of course you, and Dan Bongino always says, how bad does it have to get? And it's getting bad. It is bad. I just don't understand why people won't wake up.
That's a good point. I wonder if it's because, you know, in Montana, we've now got a Republican governor and we've had a Republican supermajority in the legislature. So we got tax relief. We got tax breaks, tax incentives. So is inflation bad? Are we seeing, you know, some bad things as a result of what Joe Biden and John Tester are doing at the national level? Yes. But things are better here than they are elsewhere. I wonder if you're a, you know, left-wing Democrat voter in a blue city in a blue state, you're really seeing how bad things are getting. Whereas, you know, if you live in the Flathead, it'd be far worse if we had, you know, Democrat governor, Democrat county commissioners.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. That is true. And until all this fentanyl and the, you know, young girls getting raped and killed, and you're right, it's out here, but not as bad in Montana. And we just got to keep this state red, keep it red.
Well said, Annie. Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening in the beautiful town of Harrison, Montana. Next up, let's go to Grandpa Lou. We're just about out of time. Grandpa Lou, what did you want to share?
Good morning, my friends. And I just wanted to your opinion and John's opinion on, you know, arguing politics with a Democrat is like wrestling with a pig in the mud. Sooner or later, you're going to realize that the pig likes it. Thank you and have a great day.
Hey, thank you, bye. Grandpa Lou. Heck, even arguing with fellow conservatives and Democrats can be that way sometimes, too. They'd rather sit there and argue about a primary election from 2 months ago than tout our Supreme Court candidates that we need to get across the finish line. John, your thoughts?
Oh, I felt bad for that caller because she just walked into a buzzsaw by calling into this show. It's like you kept on listening to her. She kept getting hit in the face with that rake. You're like, man, you know, this is your brain. This is your brain on drugs, honey. You need to hang up. Hang the phone up.
Well, that's my thing is it's like, well, not all of us liberals are radical. But, like, you're supporting the radical policies of Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and John Tester. So, like, if you're not radical, then why are you being radical? I don't know. I'm help a brother out here.